Many businesses believe that they can provide students with the skills that will get students in the jobs they want by holding summits like they did today. WorkNet Pinellas held the summit along with several other corporate sponsors. Tony Lesner is the chairman of the board at WorkNet.
They break out into groups by industries. There's the construction group is meeting in their technology, the finance group, our major industrial or major economic groups. And the educators, of course, are sitting with them as the employers are telling the educators, here's why how we would like you to educate your students so that they become valuable employees for us, so that they're a hireable product. And it's something long overdue for the employers and the educators to start talking to each other as partners and not as competitors for a silo of money.
WorkNet is a public-private partnership directed by Pinellas County and Workforce Florida, the state's main workforce policy organization. They were also looking for business funding to help certain educational programs. Cheryl Carrier is the program director of 21st Century Education Programs for Ford Motors, one of the event sponsors.
Ford has been involved in education for many, many years, and we'll go back to our founder who started over 50 technical high schools in his lifetime. So this is really part of our legacy. But we also, quite frankly, you know, gave a lot of money and times, and sometimes it wasn't always systemic or deep, or maybe it wasn't exactly we didn't get exactly what we thought we would get out of it. In the last probably 15 years, we really began to focus on this idea of engagement, and particularly around the high school.
Ford has even developed business skill-oriented curriculum that they call a partnership for advanced studies.
We began really thinking systemically about this and developed some curriculum, which is called Ford Partnership for Advanced Studies. And the intention of this curriculum, and we worked with a nationally recognized firm to do this, was to help students learn their academics through the lens that was something really meaningful to them, and particularly a career theme. To help them develop their 21st century skills, those skills that we all use every day. How do we, you know, we think critically, we problem solve, we work together in teams, we have to communicate. And these are, you know, I spent 3 years in HR. These are the reasons people get fired if they don't have these skills.
But Lisa Bell is with L3 Communications, Security and Detection Systems. She said this is one of the biggest business and education summits that she has ever attended.
We manufacture and assemble and deploy scanning systems for checked baggage and also scanning systems for passengers at airports. We also do security solutions at courthouses and rail stations, anywhere there's a need for a security solution.
While she was mainly looking for recruitment opportunities with groups like the National Aviation Academy, she represents just one of the kinds of businesses that is playing a role on impacting school curriculums.
We have a serious shortage of engineering people, skill sets, certain skill sets that we're looking for. We see there's a serious shortage of trades. And we're having a hard time finding the technical people for our positions.
You can find out more information about the summit and WorkNet Pinellas on our website at wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Largo, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.